Well, Scott, as we look what's happening market-wise, export numbers and, of course, the Outlook Forum going on, market seems to be talking about that. I mean, corn was supposed to trade higher today, and we've been seeing a lot of lower trade numbers for them.
Well, they're sitting in it back and waiting for that Outlook Forum to come out. They started today. We'll finish up tomorrow. A lot of numbers will start surfacing here after the close today, and a lot of anticipation of substantially higher corn acres. Of course, that's been factored in already at 94 million, but now some thought maybe could be even as high as 94.5 million acres.
Well, that will obviously perk some ears of producers. We've heard so much talk about more corn acres planted since, what, World War II was the last time we saw this big of a number.
And it's been a long time, and right now you've seen a nice little appreciation here on the beans versus the corn as they start to get a little worried about having sufficient acres themselves. So we could have a little strength in the soybean market for a little while. It's not going to last long because it's starting to be a deadline time for planting intentions and decision-making.
What about with China? They're back in the market, and I know the corn's taking advantage of their purchases.
Well, China's lowered some interest rates, and it's trying to re-stimulate some buying, and that's a good sign for corn and all ag exports to China as they try to deal with some of the inflation, too. So they'll be back in the marketplace trying to purchase both grains and meats.
Over to the soybean market, demand outlook obviously is talk maybe underpinning some acres?
Well, they've a little concerned about the acres there. And they're, again, as we said earlier, that the market's been working to the upside. A lot is still, once we get past this outlook forum, we'll start focusing on weather and supply issues. While we could look at some huge numbers here at the end of harvest as far as carryouts, we still got to get to that point. And we got a lot of weather in front of us and a lot of concern yet of the dryness that's in the west, if that will migrate into the central Corn Belt area.
And obviously dryness in South America still will be a factor to be looked at.
Well, they've been picking up some rains, but their situation is probably a little bit too late for a lot of their grains. And so we need to have a good crop here to keep the world supplies built.
Head over to the livestock side of the trade, cattle futures. You know, I think we're just going to move our talks to Friday because that's when we see cash take place. But we did have a cold storage report that came out, and sounds like both cattle and hogs, some higher numbers.
Well, on the cold storage side, yes, and that's kind of a bearish outlook. They were, you know, anticipating a little bit higher numbers going to cold storage, but not as high as they expected. Pork about 10% over what is normal. So it's got the market a little bit on defensive here, although hogs are more on the steady side. Cattle are experiencing more weakness than the hogs as we talk. Box beef, though, has really started to pick up. They feel the packers cut kills enough that they cleaned out some supply chain channels, and they need to reload those. And box beef is coming up with that, providing a little more cushion for the packer. Hogs, on the flip side, you know, there's some concern that this mild winter and the supply we have right now is actually got a too high of pork supply. And we have to digest our way through that, and we're seeing some weakness in the pork value cutouts at this time.
All right, when we look at the cash hogs, our cash cattle side of it, we have that cattle on feed report that comes out tomorrow, and many say this is a quite anticipated report.
Well, the on feed report is 2.5% is the expectations over last year on feed. Placements 1% above last year, maybe markings on the steady side. So we'll see if there's any surprises there or not. But the overall outlook is that we will continue to tighten as we go through the year.